Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I've been laughing at all the stories over the past week, or past couple days, I guess, about the Olympic winners at the Olympics. They're getting their medals, and they're completely falling apart.
Yes.
Have you seen the stories on this?
Yes. Like,
it's so funny.
In pieces.
Like, pure junk.
Yeah, pretty
what
much.
Is going on with the medals? So this gold medalist named Breezy Johnson, which we'll get back to, warned athletes after hers broke during celebrations following her women's downhill ski victory. She said, don't jump. Don't jump with the medal around you in excitement because it'll just snap off and break. I got an email.
Oh.
And a lot of people are saying that the ribbons are just snapping off. One looked crushed. I saw a picture of one that just looked crushed. So what's going on with these cheap medals?
Yeah.
Do we know?
It's so sad. It's... You work your butt off to get there, win the gold, silver, or bronze. You're excited. You jump around, and it just falls off.
I know.
Like, come on. Where'd they get this? Like, the dollar store?
I know. It's got to be a little below? Anticlimactic. And is that, like, the Olympic Committee? Is that who is in charge of the medals?
It's got
Timu, I think.
It looks like it.
Actually, we got some audio here. Breezy Johnson, here you go.
And there's the ribbon. Here's the little piece that is supposed to go in the ribbon to hold it in the metal. And yeah, it came apart. Don't jump in them. I was jumping in excitement and it broke. I'm sure somebody will fix it. It's not like crazy broken, but it's a little broken.
It was a little broken, which is my rap name.
Right?
A little broken.
Well, and I just found out that even the gold medals are just plated. We just found that out yesterday.
We did.
It was shocking to me.
No, they're only worth like
$2,500.
Yeah.
It's not solid gold. So her name's Breezy Johnson?
Yeah. Yeah. Downhill alpine skier. She's pretty big, too. Like, obviously. I mean, she's at the Olympics.
Well, with a name like that, you're bound for, like, greatness
exactly.
or something.
Yeah.
Breezy. Isn't that the nickname for Chris Brown, too?
I only knew one other person named Breezy, and I remember asking them when I met them, is that your real name? But it is a real name. Like, people really name their children Breezy, obviously.
That's not what I was alluding to
no,
at all.
No, well, I'm just saying. I know what you were alluding to.
Occasionally, my name is Breezy
name.
Johnson when I get a shower.
You're so bad. You're so bad, Jeremy.
You guys. Oh, there's lots of people named Breezy.
No,
I have a friend
I've only
named
met
Breezy.
One.
Well, we
I
took it
you,
the mature route.
I've only met
you
one.
You ever gotten out of a pool
person?
And had your swim trunks kind of fall down a little bit there?
Doesn't
at
happen
the
to me.
Rec center?
Yeah, does not
and
happen.
You're like, whoa, it is chilly in here. Hey, some may say I have a Breezy Johnson.
That's so bad.
Oh, man.
Drake lost $1 million after betting on the New England Patriots to win the Super Bowl. Lost $1 million.
He's still bad luck, eh?
The winning bet could have earned him $2.9 million. It's funny, they recorded the loss on a website called thedrakecurse.com, which tracks his betting history. He has wagered just shy of $47 million across 84 bets, winning 30 and losing 54. So he's not doing very good, is he?
Well, I mean, he's above 500 when it comes to betting.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, look
one
at you mapping
one more than he's
it.
Lost.
Yeah,
so.
Not too bad. So anyway, like... still losing $1 million. Oh. Can you imagine? He's got
no.
it, though.
I was like, for him, he's like, eh.
He's got it.
It's like less losing 10.
This made me smile. I was watching the big game, and they flashed over to Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, and he noticed he was on TV, and he like, he did a goofy wave,
yes.
and he gasped, and he smiled, and he immediately chugged his beer.
He's a guy's guy. That Dave Grohl.
There's a lot of posts going around calling him a legend.
Yeah.
And this sharing that moment on the socials. So now there's a bunch of online petitions petitioning Dave Grohl to be the next halftime act for next year's Super Bowl.
That would be
I'm for it.
Absolutely.
I would.
And we need kind of an alternative type show, right? That's like right in the middle. I like that. I like that idea
yes,
a lot.
Yes, I like it a lot. And
let's
then,
go.
And then right after, he'll go cheat on his wife again.
Oh,
all right. What?
Jeremy.
That was a moment for him that was, you know.
It
like,
was in the news. We can talk
I
about
know,
it.
I know.
Hey.
He's not proud, though. They've gotten over it. They're in better.
He looks happy.
They look
beer.
Happy. They
he
look
looks
happy.
I'll give you one more thing as we are sneaking up on Valentine's Day, or as many people call it, Valentine's Day. New report analyzing the average price of a dozen roses through all 50 states. And most expensive, of course, Hawaii. A dozen roses is going to cost you about $130. in Hawaii. I know. It's still high in Colorado, in my opinion. $85 for 12 roses.
That's a lot of money.
Is the average here in this big, goofy rectangle. It is a lot of money.
It is, and
just
I get
die.
It. I get that. Like, they're beautiful, and obviously getting them makes you feel wonderful. But flowers, for me, I just miss me with the flowers.
Yeah, we're not big flower people at my house because, they die. It's kind of a waste of money,
you
in my
just
opinion.
Just have to throw them away.
You got to get the bacon roses if you're going to do
the
it.
The bacon roses are where it's at. Yes.
Yes,
bacon.
All right, what else is going on?
Sports, more sports.
Generally, it's Josh next.
Yeah, okay, we can do more sports. Yeah. Well, that's fine. Anyway, so yesterday during the downhill slalom snowboarding event in the Olympics, there was a squirrel crossing caught on video, and this made the internet go crazy in searching at how many animals are in the crossroads during these events, because they're on the alpine skiing events. Like, these are the high up in the mountains, the bear territory, the animal territory. So there have been thousands of squirrel crossings throughout the Olympic history, which is really funny. Oddly enough, none of them have been hit or maimed or injured. So that's the huge announcement there. No squirrels have been injured
Thank
in the filming
goodness.
Of these videos. But it also brought back funny videos as well and memories throughout the Olympic history where dogs have gotten loose from their owners and sprinted down the hill and kind of became part of the actual event. And I think it's so funny to catch these on video now because all these little animals, they're just in like their natural habitat. They're trying to just live their lives, and these poor squirrels are trying to get from point A to point B. And yet these Olympic snowboarders and skiers are making it much more difficult to see. And there's a video that happened yesterday. The squirrel, poor guy, he had no idea what was going on. The Olympic snowboarder missed him, and yet he did like four backflips in a row because of the wind that got caught up in. And I was like, these poor guys, they have no idea what's going on. They're just trying to find their nuts in the trees that they hid.
I'm just looking for my nuts.
Well, yeah.
Oh, boy.
That reminds me of a hot tub different. Time machine, though, right? That's a magic squirrel. Like,
yes, you're right.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Hot tub time machine, John Elway. Come on.
It's been a thousand years since I've seen that.
That's a John Elway pull
right
there.
That is a goat movie.
That's a magic squirrel. Like,
it's so good.
I'm out of the loop. I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to.
So to all the Olympians listening, because there's a lot of Colorado ones, I know y'all are listening on the app, make sure you're looking out for squirrels and other animals, okay?
Right. Look for the squirrels. Hey, a guy did something stupid. Shocking, right? Cops pulled him over on Parker Road. So he was speeding early in the morning. The guy didn't stop, so they gave up on the chase because it was getting kind of dangerous. But the police came back to look for the guy, and then they found the unoccupied vehicle in a nearby neighborhood. So they just waited for him to come back, right? They were like, eventually he's going to come back and get his car. But an Uber driver showed up instead, and cops talked to the driver, who said she was there to pick up the subject. So they found him in a nearby field and administered sobriety test and then arrested him on suspicion of DUI. But homie really thought he was going to get out of a DUI by calling an Uber.
That's kind of smart.
Get here immediately.
It's not stupid, right?
Was it an Uber Black? Is he going out in style?
He's like, do I have to make multiple stops? Because I kind of need to get right home. But he was taken to the Douglas County Jail, and they made a big deal about it on social media. Like, he should have called the Uber to get home. Like, that would have been the smart move there. Hey, we do have an update on the Colorado DMV. So they're going to be closed for 3 days statewide so they can update all the technology in all their systems. So online services are actually going to stop today at noon. And then Friday is when all the brick and mortars and everything are going to close over the weekend and President's Day. And then some of the businesses will open Tuesday, but by Thursday, like the DMV, motor vehicle, all of them will be back open. But starting on Friday and leading into next week, and even today with some of those online services, just expect the DMV to not have all of their stuff available for
you. Are they
you.
Using Internet Explorer or something? Why does it take 3 days to reboot this?
Well, they said that like all of the technology with the new apps, with the new driver's license that you can have on your phone and stuff, they have to make sure that everything's working properly. And so I guess they need to kind of clean out all the bugs one time statewide. So again, that's what they'll be doing over the weekend. And I'm sure they'll have stuff on all the government websites if you need those dates.
Man,
and
I was really hoping to go hang out at the DMV.
I know, you were.
It's a little something I do in the afternoons. I just go and hang out at the DMVs.
That's your spot.
It was on my to-do list this week.
Well, not this week.
Crap.
All right. But hey, Jeremy, how familiar are you with the birthing habits of the tree kangaroo?
Oh, I actually wrote my thesis on that in college.
Did you really?
Yeah,
I knew.
Pretty big expert.
I knew this was right up your alley, yeah. So you're going to be excited.
Old
the Denver
news.
Zoo, they're welcoming a baby tree kangaroo to the world. Born to parents Pearl and Tristan.
Little Pearl.
And Tristan, the tree kangaroo.
What's up? I'm Tristan.
It's so funny.
That's obviously the dad.
Tristan's the dad. Pearl is the mom of the tree kangaroos. But they've got little baby
My name's
Joey.
Tristan.
Right?
I like to smash. That's Pearl.
Like to smash and jump is what Tristan likes to
she's
do.
Pretty hot.
Pearl's smoking.
A lot of times we like to smash in front of people watching us at the zoo.
Well, Pearl's actually a little busy right now. She's taking care of this little baby Joey, and it's fascinating.
It's our kid Joey.
Okay, so technically this little baby was born back in July, but thanks to the kangaroo's gestation period, so the little baby born and then unique birthing habits of marsupials. So this just blows my mind. So the baby has been in its mama's pouch the whole time. So since July, it's only a couple weeks old when it gets put into the pouch, right? Little baby kangaroo crawls in
there.
Get in that pouch. It grows in
that
pouch.
It's nice and warm.
Like, that's where it does most of its growth, though, which is unlike many mammals, obviously, which makes the marsupials so unique. So this little baby has been in his mama's pouch, and you can go to the, what do they call it? The Down Under habitat. That's right. So you can see the little baby poke its head out of the pouch at times. Ah, that's so cute.
I've always said I want to crawl inside a kangaroo's pouch and just hang out.
Exactly.
I think that would be the nicest little thing.
It looks so snug as a bug in a rug.
I can fit in there?
He's going to be in there for the next couple months. Well, that pouch is going to be occupied for the next couple months. Again, little baby Joey will be in there for a while. But when he comes out, you can totally do
I'm
that,
get in
right?
There.
You can totally
watch some
do
Netflix,
that.
Eat some snacks.
Like, kangaroos are fascinating, especially, again, just the whole, birthing process, just them getting pregnant in general. Like, they can get pregnant and then just, put the pregnancy on hold. Did you know that? I'm not kidding. So they can get pregnant and then they're like, no, we're not ready yet.
Not yet.
Because I'm still breastfeeding this little baby Joey. So they'll wait until they're done breastfeeding the little baby kangaroo that they already have before they'll let this pregnancy start. They'll just completely
keep it out
of their pouch. It's fascinating.
I told you I wrote a thesis on this.
I know. So this is something we can discuss after the show then.
I'm really excited about that.
I think it just blows my mind. I'm not ready for that.
Oh, God.
Hang on.
I kind of wish I was going to hang out at the DMV, honestly.